To adequately address the issues and questions we raised in the introduction, we must recognize and understand the nature of strategic thinking and leadership. To do so, we will begin by addressing each as an independent topic. We will also explore the important relationship between them. After reviewing their nature and elements, we will turn our attention to their application through several stories of strategic thinking and leadership in action. The nature of strategic thinking. Achieving a meaningful understanding of strategic thinking involves addressing several interrelated topics. From an academic perspective, we see strategic thinking at the intersection of three fields of study: cognitive psychology, systems thinking, and game theory. Cognitive psychology is the study of perception, creativity, decision-making, and thinking. Systems thinking is an approach to understanding how systems behave, interact with their environment, and influence each other. Game theory is the study of decision-making when the decision involves two or more parties, the decision-maker and the opponent or adversary. While these are all academic disciplines, they address highly practical, real-world matters. Applying cognitive psychology helps you manage your biases and blind spots. Systems thinking helps you broaden the slate of factors you consider when evaluating options and prioritizing actions. Game theory helps you further recognize the ramifications of your decisions and actions and take steps to mitigate opposing forces. We will now explore each of these disciplines in terms of how they influence and impact strategic thinking and strategic leadership. Before we begin, we should note that the purpose of this chapter is not to provide an exhaustive review of the research that has been conducted in each of these three fields. Rather, our intent is to lay the foundation for subsequent chapters and provide enough information to raise your level of awareness of considerations impacting your ability to think and lead strategically. Cognitive psychology. The term cognitive psychology was first used in 1967. It is the branch of psychology that studies mental processes regarding how people perceive, solve problems, make decisions, and become motivated. Although cognitive psychology includes the study of memory and how individuals sense and interpret external stimuli, the most relevant elements for our purposes include how preconceived notions and beliefs influence and impact your analysis, the conclusions you draw, and the decisions you make. It also reveals the impact of mental models and processes on our focus, self-awareness, and awareness of the environment. Combined, these factors influence how we perceive our current reality, interpret existing and emerging opportunities, and imagine the future we desire. In essence, cognitive psychology helps us explore and understand the way we interpret and interact with the environment. We consider this important because interpretation involves our grasping and analyzing information, and interaction involves our managing, altering, or manipulating our current or future environment.